August 8th began to mark Journalist Day in Iran with the death of this man, Mahmoud Sarmi. He was a journalist working for the Islamic Republic of Iran news agency when the Taliban militants killed him together with 8 Iranian diplomats in Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan back in 1998. Since the US-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001, over 20 journalists have lost their lives. Among them was Press TV's cameraman Farhad Taghaddasi. He died in a hospital in the Afghan capital city of Kabul after Press TV's office came under a rocket attack. Meanwhile, in 2012, Press TV lost another correspondent named Maya Nasser, who was killed by militants in Damascus, but he wasn't the only killed there. Over 150 journalists have been killed in the war in Syria.
It's not just the job itself, it's more than a job, it's all devotion, dedication. And a journalist is very responsible and committed within aspects of every single event, whether it's political event, whether it's social, cultural, economic, whatever it is. And we know that there are many risks that comes along the way in journalism, and a journalist takes all those risks into place in order to satisfy the audience.
Being interesting and funny, it's got its own difficulties and challenges. We have to be here and there. We have to arrange for the timing of the interview. So we should have a flexible schedule.
According to Reporters Without Borders, since the start of the Israeli war on Gaza in July, 12 Palestinian journalists and one media worker have been killed. This is considered as the deadliest year for Palestinian journalists since 2005.
Every story is like a wall that has two sides, so good journalism requires covering both sides. Not like the case in Gaza, where a part of the Western media is trying to cover one side, the Israeli side, and ignoring what is going on inside Gaza. That is called more like deceiving the public than good journalism.
Experts believe freedom of expression and information will always be the world's most important freedom. If journalists were not free to report the facts, denounce abuses, and alert the public, how would the world address the problems of poverty, starvation, human rights, environmental protection, and many other problems which have cast shadows on the lives of modern men?
Learning about the latest news has become inevitable in today's world, and journalists do not give up informing the world public of the latest developments around the world, despite all the difficulties and challenges they are facing on a daily basis, which even sometimes put their lives in danger. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.